Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roxy Lawson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lawson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lawson, and towards Owen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Pete reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Pete scores. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up off the glove of Bonura, and into shallow right field. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Greenberg moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin is walked intentionally. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. Greenberg scores. Simmons moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawson hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Greenberg. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Greenberg steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards second. Appling fields it and tags Greenberg, for the out. Gehringer scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawson hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox is hit by the pitch. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling strikes out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stumpf moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawson hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pete hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Red Phillips now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell bunts towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. George Washington pinch hits for Clint Brown. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes scores. It's Tigers, 6, White Sox, 6. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 4 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Pete reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rogel is walked intentionally. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Goslin scores. Rogel moves to second. It's 8-6, Tigers. Red Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.